What was puffing out on her?
When they closed up some of those cracks, the walls actually kind of puffed out in places.
Oh, I see.
You know?
Yeah, so the sheetrock is really what's puffing on her.
Yeah, it sounds like it's not lining up, or maybe it's compressing in ways it wasn't before.
Well, actually, there could be several things on this. A really good foundation repair company will read a house and not overstress it. So this is my first approach to it, just for everybody listening, that if you take a slab and you want to make it perfectly level and it wasn't leveled to begin with when they poured it, you can actually overstress and get a lot of that puckering going on in the walls. That's actually a sign of a poor foundation repair company in some cases, because they're trying to make it level when it wasn't. So that would be the first thing, is to really make sure that didn't happen. And that's where a good foundation repair company comes in, because they can read a house and know where it's supposed to go back to where it was and not where they think it's supposed to be. Secondly, as far as repairing it, you nail that sheetrock back down, you tape and float it, and then you can repair the popcorn in the areas that you do the repairs. You can get someone good. I tell you, Rudy's Quality Painting, those guys are great, matching sheetrock texture. They could come in and do something like that. Nail it down, tape it, float it, and then go ahead and blend the new popcorn to the old and paint it, and you won't even know it happened. But it's a little tricky to match that popcorn texture, or any of kind of texture. That's why you want somebody good to do the repairs. And I would also wait about 90 days before I did any, because the house is going to settle after the repair work.